As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
That's right. As Nick Casario would say, the drive is live.
That's right. Come on.
Come on. Fellas, good to be here.
There you go. There you go. No, the drive is live. And we appreciate you if you are on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line.
Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer.
Him and his son. I don't want to leave him out. 713-572-4610. We appreciate you. Please make yourself a part of the show as you do. There in YouTube and Twitch, we see you all. We appreciate you. Shout out to Jordan Alexander. Shout out to Sally, who's in the building. Kick Rocks, as always. And everybody else who rolls on the chat. Michael, we see you out there. Dylan, we see you. Shout out to everybody. We appreciate you. Stay with us and participate that way on the show. Hell, if you are around tomorrow, you don't have to just be on the text line or YouTube and Twitch. You can be right there in person with us as we will be on the road continuing our crawfish circuit. And it will take us to Spring. We'll be up north in Spring.
North side.
That's right. The Rusty Horseshoe Bar and Grill in Spring. Come hang out with us for them bugs, some cold beer, some good conversation, and a good time on a Friday as we'll be there from 2 to 6. Shout out to our good friends at Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light who help us put this together. And, you know, we don't come out there empty-handed. We've been having prizes every single hour the last two stops on our crawfish circuit, and I am certain that will continue tomorrow. So come on out. And join the number one sports show in all of Houston and have a good time with it. So it'll be good tomorrow. Good. I know you said you're doing bugs. So you're doing bugs today too, right? You said you're doing bugs two nights in a row.
No, I'm doing bugs tomorrow.
And you're doing bugs on Saturday.
And I'm going to go watch the old Houston Sabercats take on the New Orleans rugby team. And we're going to do some, we got a little Battle of the Bayou, if you will.
We got a name for that New Orleans rugby team.
I don't know off the cuff. I don't have it right now.
I got to find it.
But
let's guess.
We're going to do some bugs before the game, and we're going to have us a good time. Now, come on
out. New Orleans catfish.
Ah, you already know?
I don't. I'm just guessing.
Oh, catfish is good. That's a good guess. Right. I'm going to go
I think it's some kind of play on music or
the swamp things or something. The swamp things. That's what I'm going with.
The New Orleans, what, disappointing?
It really is, man. I mean, New Orleans, you got somebody. I mean, you can
got some options, man.
You can go music. You can go jazz, blues.
What'd they go with?
Gold.
New Orleans gold. That is in the Mardi Gras colors, at least. Is gold a big? It's in the New Orleans Saints unis.
I mean, I know it's gold's in the Saints. Gold's a big color. Just went with the color, right?
Yeah.
That was gonna do. Yeah. Next time there's a team here, an expansion team, the hockey team, just the
Reds
or the orange?
No, man.
Houston Orange.
But come on out. HoustonSabercats.com/Clint610. Come sit in my section. We're going to sit up in the north end zone. We're going to watch a little rugby and figure this thing out. I'll be honest with you. I'm new to the rugby game, boys. I went to practice and watched them. I'll tell you, they're physical as hell. I mean, it's barbaric as hell. If you like football, you damn sure going to love rugby.
You see a lot of tush push out there?
Oh, there's a lot of that. There's a lot. I'm telling you, I don't know. And it's nonstop. That's the key.
The physicality.
I mean, it's like basketball nonstop. The whole game is nonstop. There's no stops. There's no play clocks. I mean, it's wild, man. So I'm excited about it. Go check it out, man.
Yeah, when Courtney lived in Australia for a little bit, she said it was the real deal.
Hold on. Your wife lived in Australia?
In the outback.
Yeah, she was there. She studied abroad, was there for about 6 months.
That's wild. I never knew that. That's really cool.
What was her name?
What was her name?
You said studied abroad.
That's good. I walked into that one.
I'm going to use that this weekend.
I don't know. Maybe she experimented. I don't know.
But since she found out she really loved Ron.
Maybe she did, yeah. But no, she said it was crazy over there at rugby. So, no, come on out. Both days. Go on out Saturday with Clinton, then hang out with us tomorrow and see somebody texting in. Again, yes, it is the Rusty Horseshoe in spring. Come on out 2-6 tomorrow. Should be a good time. All right, there's a lot to get to, and a lot going on. We got the Astros and their issues. We got the Rockets getting ready to start the playoffs. And we got the NFL draft, which is going to be a week from today. This time next week, Clint, it will be the draft. We will be talking about the leading into the Houston Texans and who they're going to pick and where they're going to go. Hell, who knows where we're going to be doing that show, but we'll be talking about the draft.
Well, we will be at the same place we were last time. Avenida,
Texans
is that what it's called?
Draft party.
Is that where we'll be?
Strip down there by the George R. Brown Convention Center. Big Texans draft party down there.
There you go, draft party, yeah.
So, and then Friday we'll be in the streets for the little crawfish shirt.
Yeah, I just remember that young man, that father and son duo that were playing catch in that field across the street where we were, and that father was just throwing bad throws behind the kid, leading way too far.
He was working on poor accuracy.
Yeah, he was. But we heard from the GM yesterday, Nick Caserio, and a lot of it was draft conversation and offseason conversation. But I know a couple of things he had to say kind of jumped out at us not just draft-wise, but some of the players on the team moving forward that should be key contributors. And this is him talking about a player that he had in New England, and I think the thought behind this is, who is this guy, and is there somebody on the roster that could replicate this? Here's Nick Caserio talking about taking flyers on certain guys.
You know, going back to, you know, some of my experience in New England, like, you know, Edelman, like, never played receiver, right? So you're taking an absolute flyer on a player's traits and his characteristics. I mean, he never caught a punt. He never caught a pass. Okay, well, we think the guy's good with the ball in his hands. You know, we're going to take a flyer on him and see how it goes. I mean, for 4 years, it didn't go very well. It was a little bit up and down. He was injured. But the one thing you saw in the first preseason game, we put him back there for punt return. He, you know, went 90 yards of punt return. It's kind of like, all right, well, I mean, guy's never returned a punt before, but, like, you know, guy gets a ball in his hands. So you don't really know until you know.
All right, there he is. It took 4 years. Don't really know until you know. And it took a little time to develop him. And I know for you, when you heard that, it took you directly to somebody on this team that maybe fits that.
Yeah, it's less about the flyer approach that he was actually, the question he was actually answering, and more specifically about Julian Edelman taking 4 years to come into his own, whether he played the position or not. Just the New England Patriots, Nick Caserio, Bill Belichick, being patient with a guy like Julian Edelman for 4 years, and then all of a sudden Julian Edelman arrives after being injured and not playing well and not knowing if he even had the ability to play the position. And then all of a sudden the guy goes out there and helps, you know, helps the team in their second dynasty run, I think it was, with Julian Edelman and Tom Brady and that bunch. So when I heard that 4 years, took them that long to arrive, dealt with injuries, could that be the John Metchie approach? Could this organization be impatient?
Definitely would have more experience at the position than Edelman did at the time.
Yeah, definitely the position, you know, not ever playing the position change aspect of Julian Edelman doesn't apply here, but I'm more like along the lines of, hey, Julian Edelman, I mean, when you look at John Metchie, Like, it's time to mess or get off the pot with John Metchie. Like, the being the best friends with CJ and being the second round pick with a great story and everybody feeling for you and everybody, you know, liking you and all that. Like, it's time for him to mess or get off the pot. Could this be the story of, we all understand what John Metchie went through. We understand why the organization would be patient with John Metchie and continue to give him run and continue to lean into him and give him reps that I don't know about him. I don't believe that he necessarily earned a lot of those reps last season in training camp. Now, it ended up paying off because he ended up having to play a lot with injuries. But the thought is can John Metchie explode onto the scene and help this team take the next step while they need wide answers at wide receiver and while it's his fourth year and they've been patient with him? Can that second round pick and all the evaluation that Nick Nick drafted him. I know Nick did, and D'Amico didn't. But the expectations, the evaluations, can it all come to fruition year four for John Metchie? We'll see.
See, my concern is if John Metchie could pull the Julian Edelman situation where, hey, Julian Edelman's in there, he's in the program, and what, 4 years before he pops, right, we're around that time. My question and wonder is the opportunity there for him? Like, is the opportunity going to, like, when it's all said and done, right, when we get to training camp and we get to it, is the opportunity going to be there? Because, Clint, what position is, as we are starting to see, and one thing that you noted, and we'll know a lot more when training camp hits, is it looks like we seem to have guys that are more placed in certain positions, right? Like the receivers
specific
that are not just playing all over the place.
Yeah.
And if that is the case with him, he seems like his position specific would be slot.
Well, that's even more of the Edelman conversation. Yeah, I think it would
slot.
Be.
I think right now Christian Kirk holds that spot. And even if you say, all right, let's play outside, we'll do that. I think there's probably going to be somebody else added to this roster that they would have more of an expectation to play on the outside that would have a better shot than him. Yep. And my thing is, could he get there? Yes, but will he have the opportunity? Maybe?
That's the thing. I'll be shocked if the Texans came this far, given John Metchie opportunities, and they decide going into year four, they're not going to give him every opportunity under the sun. He's going to get a ton of reps. He's going to be in the huddle with CJ a ton, and I think the opportunity will present itself early and often in training camp, a lot in the preseason once again. And if the difference between like a Julian Edelman and a John Metchie, obviously, is the college career, the playing the position, and the the second round draft pick that John Metchie was, his ceiling should be significantly higher than a Julian Edelman. Now, we'll see if that ever comes to fruition. But I would be shocked, Ron, if John Metchie didn't get every opportunity under the sun. And even to an extent like we've seen to date where it's probably not even warranted. Like, at this point, he probably hasn't earned it more so than the next guy. There's nothing he's done that he should get more reps over anybody not named Nico Collins and Christian Kirk at this point. But they continue to treat him as if he's one of the top three or four receivers on the team, I don't see that change anytime
soon. He did make comments of, and he did slide it in about Christian Kirk, saying, you know, we look at Christian Kirk, he's played everywhere.
He's played.
He was in Arizona. He played everywhere.
Yeah.
Almost signaling to the thought of he could be more than a slot. He could be a guy that moves outside some. It maybe, because that's my thing with John Metchie. Listen, for me personally, I think we probably have seen kind of where he is. But I can understand, hey, we used a second round draft pick on him, and we know he had the 1 year that really you just almost can't count because of the serious health thing. And then even the next year, he had to try to recover from that. But right now, man, they went out there and got a slot receiver, a $16 million slot receiver.
Oh, well, I don't think he's going to get out like, there. I think John Metchie's future would be best served as a slot, but I think they believe he is – I mean, they believe he is a all-around, inside, outside, do-everything type of receiver. That's one thing Nick Caserio said yesterday, again, that we could have highlighted that I just – well, I hope that's not the case. I hope we're getting away from that, but it doesn't sound like from Nick Caserio's conversation yesterday that we are.
Yeah, text line coming through. Metchie is gone. Hate to disagree, but he has had his chance.
Oh, I agree, he's had his chance. Yeah, and, but and I believe
you don't think
this,
his chances.
Well, I just don't. Like, this is a wide receiver needy team. I don't think they're going to draft, even in the first round, they're going to draft a guy and then go, let's slide John Metchie out. I think John Metchie is going to find himself in C.J. Stroud's huddle a lot.
Yeah, because even if they draft a guy, well, like, you think a Justin Watson is ahead of him? Like, right now, if we look at it.
Even if you drafted a guy, there's three receivers ahead of him and two tight ends ahead of him. And hopefully a third down back that brings a scat back that brings a lot of skill. So, I mean, like, those guys are going to, with the exception of Nico Collins, those guys need, like Christian Kirk needs to be in the huddle as much as Brandon Cooks and Stephon Diggs were. Like, that's how he should practice.
Yeah.
He's got to get the chemistry right with CJ. Like, yeah, he should be in there every now and again. But, I mean, he's been treated as if he has earned more reps than all the secondary receivers for all year last year. Now, and then in his defense, when he had to play, treating him that way was obviously beneficial because him and CJ had run together.
Yeah.
And then I'm the first one to admit there were flashes throughout last year with John Metchie where you're like, hey, he's coming. So I'm not opposed to him getting a shot. I would be shocked if he didn't get every opportunity in the sun.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. What they do in the draft, I would imagine there is at least a wide receiver taken and at least one that
at some point
that they expect to be a major contributor. So we'll see what happens there. But hopefully, man, it's again, if they could pull off the Julian Edelman with John Metchie, that does nothing but help this team and add another weapon there, a dependable weapon there in the middle of the field. All right, coming up, we talked about the Astros. They're struggling. They are they're in a much-needed night off, especially those bats, to kind of think things over. But they've got the best team record-wise in baseball, the Padres coming into town. Let's just do this, man. We're a show that likes to have suggestions and likes to have help here and to solve some issues. What's your suggestion? What's your suggestion to help the Astros bats to wake up? And I mean besides, hey, Shirley, give it time. What would you have as an idea to help the bats? We'll discuss that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results.
And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coming up next,
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Yiner into right field. There is Victor Scott the second. Puts it away. The Astros lose this series 2-1 to the Cardinals, dropping this Wednesday afternoon contest 4-1. Astros scored first in the first inning, but couldn't get anything else going offensively the rest of the day.
All right, that's the final call from last night's game, and it's clear a real struggle with the bat, scoring runs, and hell, not even just scoring runs. Like, it'd be one thing, man, if, boy, they were just, we've seen this over the last few years, boy, they just had some real struggles with runners in scoring position.
We'll get all this little funk.
They're not even getting those, man. It's not even a lot of opportunities, right? It's not hitting for power, not hitting for anything right now. Through 18 games, the Astros slash line as a team is hitting .216, 300 on-base percentage, and a .317 slugging percentage. OPS .618 as a team. Just dreadful. They have scored.
Oh, my God.
Yes, you have every right to say that. They have scored 3 runs or fewer in all but 5 games here to start the season. And yes, your approach can be, you know, Clint, your favorite. Hey, man, it's just April. It's not even May yet. It's still early.
It's
sure.
It's early.
That's fine. And I think there is some validity to that. But
those people live a boring ass life
and a loser ass mentality.
There is some validity to that, but we clearly see there's some issues. I heard the guys in the loop as we were walking in. Maybe slide Christian Walker down is some things they were saying. If you have any, I see some people have texted in.
Yeah, and I disagree with that.
Okay, we'll get to you then. Okay, your thoughts. And Tyler, you can jump in on this. The people on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, and YouTube and Twitch. What would be your suggestion to kind of help these bats wake up a little bit? Besides the, guys, it's April. It's early. What would be your fix?
Well, one, I would stop moving guys around that aren't hitting worth a damn and shuffling them down the lineup, thinking that's going to help. Like that to me, that like if you're gonna make moves, there's a couple things here. Like to me, if you're gonna make moves to really really shake things up, it's Altuve and Pena are the ones that you can play with, and maybe even Paredes. Those are guys that, like Paredes and seeing good pitches and has been swinging it better of late. You could move Altuve around to protect Christian Walker if you wanted to. Move Christian Walker up a notch, hit Altuve fourth. Pena's swinging the stick really well. He could lead off. He could hit second. Move Paredes down to do some protecting of some of your bigger hitters and give those guys a chance. Like moving Diaz down from the sixth spot to the eighth spot is not – that's you're not moving. Like, what are we doing here? Like, what are you trying to accomplish? To me, at the end of the day, you're going to depend on your 1-6 hitter right now. If those guys don't hit worth a damn, you're not going anywhere. You're not. Like, if Pena and Diaz and Christian Walker, they ain't going
to
do that either. Hell, their pitchers are getting hit in left field during batting practice with a broke thumb.
Like, you got to let that go.
No, I can't. That's the stupidest thing I ever heard of.
I
wouldn't even stand in outfield and play catch in high school with guys taking BP, much less in the big leagues with the opposing team. But anyway, like I am a proponent to, I believe you should put your lineup the way you want your lineup to be, especially when you got a bunch of guys that have no business threatening the lineup at all from about 7 down.
That was a no-brainer for me.
And just let the guys hit. You're not going to remove Diaz from the lineup. He's your catcher. He's your everyday catcher. You need him to swing the bat well. Quit jacking with the lineup. Show him the same respect that you show everybody else. You're only going to go as far as Pena takes you. Quit jacking with Pena. Now, I know Pena's been swinging it well lately, so he's getting, in terms of jacking with Pena, it's jacking him up. Whoa, hey, easy. But Yeah, I would. To me, the method of the match, like, to me, if you're going to jack with the lineup, which I, again, I am not a, like, I think you should leave it, let it ride, let's go. But if you're going to, I think the move is you move Altuve, you move Paredes, and you give Walker some protection and try to get it to where he can see better pitches. Give Diaz some protection, try to see if he can see better pitches. Put Pena up there while he's hot at the top of the lineup and let him do more damage and see more bats. Like, to me, those are the aggressive moves that if you're really trying to fix things or change things, those are the moves, not, hey, we're gonna from five down, hey, man, your ass is going to hit wherever your average tells you you should hit. That, to me, that's not, you're not going to accomplish anything there.
Yeah, someone text in, Rodgers and DiCenzo out and two left-handed bats in and into the right field starting lineup. Altuve back to second and those lefty bats in left field and right field. I'm sorry, is what this says. It's broken up. This person is this is my take from the text line. This is exactly my thought. Make a lineup and stick with it. They haven't had the same lineup for two games in a row.
So I'm trying to do the best I can.
And that's my biggest thing is, I know maybe it's like, oh, everybody's hitting so bad, I got to tinker. Like, there's 6 to 8 guys that come in every day. They don't know exactly what their role's going to be.
Agreed.
Like, they could play. They could not play. Like, they have as good a chance to be in the lineup to play as they do to not play. It doesn't matter if it's a lefty or a righty on the mound. It don't matter. There's no platoon where you even have that understanding of routine. Baseball players are made of routine, comfort, and there is something to the point of, I know exactly where I'm going to be in the lineup every day. I know exactly who is hitting in front of me, who is hitting behind me. I know exactly where I'm going to play. Jake Myers wakes up. He doesn't know if he's going to play or not or where he's going to hit. Cam Smith wakes up. He doesn't know if he's going to play or not or where he's going to hit. Dubon doesn't know if he's going to play or not or where he's going to hit. Hell, Dubon doesn't know where he's going to play.
Bistros ain't loyal.
If he does play, Chaz McCormick, hell, he might be in center. Hell, he might be in right. Hell, he might be in left. Hell, he might be on the bench. Like, they have a bunch of guys that they don't know. Like, people don't know their roles. The only person to me, like, he needs to go a good 2 weeks of, like, the only thing that is changing is Diaz on his days off. And Caratini is the backup catcher.
I couldn't agree
like,
more.
Like, let's just get a damn lineup and let them go. Just let them roll.
I agree.
Let them roll. Like, hey, Pena, you're gonna hit sixth. All right, you're hitting six every day. You ain't even got to look at it. Just grab it. You know you're hitting six. Not today, you're hitting second. Oh, you're hitting fifth. You're hitting seventh. Oh, like, just give them. Mm-hmm. Like, so they can have some comfort. I think that's half a... How can some of those guys get into a rhythm?
They can't.
I don't want to blame that on Chaz. Mm-hmm. I think it's more than that, but, like... How's Chaz getting a rhythm?
Well, it's gone from center field and right field with Tucker injured to now all of a sudden it's 4 or 5 positions. It's 4 or 5 spots in the lineup, not just the bottom three. You know, now it's more, and it's. I agree wholeheartedly. Show the guys that you got some that trust and some confidence in them, and we all know your ass ain't going nowhere if they don't swing the bat well anyway, so you might as well leave them up there.
Yeah, so that's just my thing is they desperately need – some comfort. All right, coming up, Aaron Rodgers has spoken for a while because here's the draft, and it just went dead for a couple of weeks about him and the Steelers that everybody thought. He is throwing passes and playing catch with DK Metcalf, and then it just goes silent. Well, he spoke. We'll let you hear his update and what he's got going. That's coming up.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit dollarshaveclub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Next. The sense of humor that the universe has.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Welcome back in as we are live here with The Drive. As I mean, yeah, here, you get a near start talking about these Astros hitting, boy, we got... I mean, I've seen 3 to 4 different people been called for firing in the last.
We suck.
From Dana Brown to Joe Espada to Alex Cintron,
Look, they'll figure it out. They'll start. They can't get any worse. They'll start hitting better, and we'll somehow find a way to tip our cap to Joe Espada for pulling them out of the hole.
I know I will.
Ain't no doubt. Hey man, you gotta give Joe some credit. Well, hell. I mean, it can't get worse.
I got it now. Maybe Joe may settle in on one, but he keeps he keeps dancing around this lineup, man.
You keep that journal going, man. He'll be all right. He'll write a book when he's done.
That like, was a no-brainer for me.
Like, honest to God, if I were to say you tomorrow, 5 through 9,
no clue.
How many do you think you'll hit? I'm talking about in the right position, like in the right. If you had in 5 through 9, you got to have where they're going to hit in the order and where they're going to play in the field. How many of those guys you think you're going to hit?
I'm 100% sure I can hit or 99% sure I can hit 5. Pena's swinging it too good to be below 5. Alvarez will be back in the lineup.
He ain't moving.
Walker.
We got one through five. Yeah, you got.
He ain't moving Walker.
Yeah,
he ain't moving Walker. Hell, it took him forever to move Ray. He ain't moving Walker. He ain't doing that.
So 5 through 9. So you got 5 is Pena.
Diaz is the one that I'm. If Jake's in the lineup.
Jake's been hitting 7th here a little bit late.
Well, there's a good chance Jake will be hitting 6. Diaz may find his ass in the 7 or 8 hole tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's been. Yeah. Yeah, he's been moving. And Jake has been playing. So good for him. All right. Aaron Rodgers, man, it's been kind of dead from Aaron Rodgers. We hadn't heard from him. I thought, like, one, we were all kind of just sitting there, and it was like, hey, there's doesn't seem to be any other options now that the Giants went and got Russell Wilson and also Jameis Winston, and they got, like, it seemed like everywhere was filled up. The Raiders went and got Geno Smith. And it just seemed like, hey, the only option for the Steelers was Aaron Rodgers, and the only option for Aaron Rodgers was the Steelers. And then we start to see Aaron Rodgers throwing balls with DK Metcalf. I'm about to call that man DD Metcalf.
Sorry.
With DK Metcalf, and clearly, like, that's a thought. Well, they just signed DK Metcalf. They're smiling. They're getting rhythm, whatever. That seemed like that was going to happen. Then it just went dead. And now the draft is next week. I don't know if he's just waiting to see if they draft a quarterback or what.
When I came out of the darkness.
Yeah, came out of the darkness. Wait for you to come onto a team here. But he's just gone quiet. Well, he was on McAfee today, and he kind of gave us an update on where he is right now in terms of playing football again.
Yeah, I'll set it all straight. I have no problem. Listen, from the jump, it's I'm in a different phase of my life. I'm 41 years old. I'm in a serious relationship. I have off the field stuff going on that requires my attention. I have personal commitments I made, not knowing what my future was going to look like after last year, that are important to me. And I have, a couple of people in my inner circle who are really battling some difficult stuff. So I have a lot of things that are taking my attention and have beginning in really January away from football. That's been where I've been focusing most of my attention on. You know, to make a commitment to a team is a big thing, whether you're a first-year player or a 20-year vet.
All right, that's Aaron Rodgers. A lot there, Clint. Look,
Tyler put that spa music in the background.
Yeah, man.
I wanted to set the Pancha Karma here.
Look, I mean, I made it no secret. I'm not a big fan of Aaron, but he's expressing. There's a lot of things going on that's just outside of football. And kind of making the case that this isn't just do I want to keep playing type of deal. There's more to this story at 41 years old, and he's at a different place in his life. I guess my first thought to you, Clint, is for me, I never thought like this was a deal of, oh, he's not going to play. I thought it was just going to be eventually he will get with the Steelers and they will make this happen, or maybe he's holding up for an outside chance that maybe the Vikings may want to do something again, or the Niners or something like that. But do you think it's actually on the table now after hearing him that he may not play football next year?
No, I think he plays.
Okay.
I think he just knows if he signs with a team and then when their offseason starts up, if he's not there every day, if he misses it all, then the media is going to take it and run with it like they did last year with the whole minicamp thing. And I think whatever's going on in his life right now, I think is important enough to where he's not gonna run off and lift weights with the team for the first 2 weeks of the offseason and OTAs to pacify everybody and it's negative attention. So I think he's just, until whatever he's got going on in his life either is over or he's got a point to where he's like, all right, I'm ready to leave these individuals and focus wholeheartedly on football. I think until that day comes, he's gonna stay out there. That's what I think. I just think he's not gonna. He's doing the teams the paying them the respect of, hey, like, look, I mean, I'm not sure. I think I want to play, but I'm not gonna tell you yes, sign a contract, and then when it starts up, tell you I can't be there in the OTAs. That's what I think's going on. But he also went on to talk about how he told him from jump one, I'll play for $10 million. It ain't about the money. I don't need 40 or 50 or 60 to play. I'll play for $10 million and. It's about him knowing, hey, I'm ready to wholeheartedly commit to, again, the OTAs, the weight rooms, the throwing sessions, being in your city and doing your stuff, and I just don't think he's there yet.
Yeah, I don't know. It sounded just in that, like, he may give it a thought of just kind of sit down. That was as convincing as it sounded. But man, you look at him and he's out there throwing with DK Metcalf. He's out there doing like. It don't seem like he wants to end it the way he ended it with the Jets, and not just the success rate, but everything that went on in his time with the New York and his reputation of how it is.
Right? Well, to me, I can just tell you this: like he reportedly is working out in great shape, as you said, throwing with DK Metcalf at one time. Those are the hard things. Like from my experience, those are the hard things for me. And hell, I didn't have millions of dollars and I wasn't 41. So I had more reason to continue to be hungry. And those were the moments for me when it was like it was it, when I didn't have a team or I wasn't committed to anybody, or it was hard to continue to want to work out the way you have to work out, to do the drills that you have to do, to throw all the damn time. So he's doing the difficult part, right? I mean, the playing the game, when that comes around, I think he'll always mentally think he can and want to. He's out there doing the part that apparently that's the difficult part of it. So that makes me believe that he's going to play. He just doesn't want the negativity that comes with not being 100% or appearing to not be 100% committed when he does commit to a team.
Yeah, it's that simple.
I thought he was waiting on, for me honestly, I thought he had been waiting on the Steelers to see what they're going to do in the draft. Like that was my thought the whole way, to not end up in a Kirk Cousins situation.
Yeah, it's interesting because if I'm the Steelers, I wouldn't even, it would have no bearings on what I did at the quarterback position. Like if I could get Aaron Rodgers for a year, and again, assuming that you talk to Aaron and he's all bought in and everybody, it's a good, it's not a dysfunctional situation, assuming it's all good, which I think it is in Pittsburgh with Tomlin, that wouldn't have any bearings on me. I would love to draft a quarterback mid-third, second round, mid-first or second round, and then have Aaron Rodgers to see if I can't make a run with for a year, and then let this guy develop, and then boom, he becomes the guy.
I just wonder if Aaron is good. Like, if Aaron's good with that, that was always my thought. Is like if Shadur starts dropping or something, and they made a move to go get Shadur Sanders, and he was there, would that change the mindset of? Happened with Kirk Cousins last year.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, Kirk played bad. You know, I think if you're a quarterback and you're playing bad, it's hard to get pissed off about it, right? I mean, the conversation now with Aaron Rodgers is, hey, if you are going to draft a quarterback, it's, hey, we're going to draft a quarterback. If you're playing like Aaron Rodgers, if you're playing like you were the last 6 weeks of last season, then we don't have a conversation to have. Now, if you start playing like crap and throwing more picks than you do touchdowns and missing throws and, you know, you're limping around out there, then we're going to go ahead and get our developmental phase with this young quarterback started late in the season. You got to understand that. Again, those are conversations that should be had up front. But I, you know, and look, there's possibility too. I don't know Aaron. There's a possibility too that Aaron Rodgers could be sitting around going, well, let's let this thing get into OTAs and get into a couple of mini camps and see if J.J. McCarthy, let Minnesota see how J.J. McCarthy's handling things. Is that really the direction they want to go, or, you know, am I still an option there? That's far-fetched. It's a stretch, but it's not impossible, right? I mean, it's not. I just don't think he's holding out for any money reason or holding any team hostage, and he said as much as that with Pat.
All right, coming up as we continue right here on The Drive, the Rockets are heading to the playoffs, and we know who they are playing, and hopefully for the Rockets that this thing is a nice little run, and it takes a little time, and we are talking about the Rockets' playoff run for not just a week, but even longer, and if that is the case, got a question about a couple of players that you don't want to miss. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.